want you to take your Bibles tonight and turn to 2 Chronicles chapter number 6. 2 Chronicles chapter number 6. This is lesson number 37 on the subject of growing. We've been talking about growing in the Lord 37 weeks now, and tonight we're going to talk about another subject. The title or the subject of tonight's lesson is growing in your organizational abilities. Growing in your organizational abilities. And let's stand, if we could, 1 Chronicles chapter 6. If you find verse number 31, I'm going to read a handful of verses. We're going to skip down to another verse, and then we'll launch the sermon. It says, "And these are they whom David set over the service of the song in the house of the Lord after that the ark had rested. And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And then they waited on their office according to their order. And these are they that waited on their children of the sons of the Kohathites, Heman the singer, the son of Joel, and the son of Shemuel." Now, you'll notice then from verse 34 all the way through the end of the chapter, there is a list, an order of names given. Now look at verse number 48 in the same chapter. It says, "Their brethren also, the Levites, were appointed unto all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of God." Now, we're going to use that passage of Scripture in this story. I'll tell you a little bit about it, and then we'll apply it. But let's ask the Lord to bless us tonight with a prayer. Father, bless us now. Do something in our midst. Help someone's life to be better tomorrow because they were in church today. Help us, Lord, not to just listen with our ears, but with our hearts, with our intent, with our character. Might we apply what we're taught, not just be present bodily, but mentally. Might we grasp the truth of tonight and use it to make our lives better. And of course, Father, then making our church better, making our country better. And then might you get glory from our lives and from our testimonies because of what's taught tonight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a seat there if you will. Solomon was building the house of the Lord. He was building a tabernacle. And it's not yet finished in what we just read. There was a choir of people that sang regularly, and they were looking forward to the church's completion. They anxiously waited to be given their duties or their positions. They called them offices in this new church, if you will, that's being built. In verse 32 it says, "And they ministered before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of the congregation with singing until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. And then they waited on their office according to their order." Notice, according to their order. All the way back at this time in the Bible, it was important that things were done in order. They knew for their ministry to succeed, it had to be organized. It had to be orderly. There's a list of names given there in from chapter or this chapter in verse 33 all the way to the end of the chapter. They list a bunch of names and they're listed in an order. Now, we don't know everything that took place with that order, but it said here they're going to be assigned their duties in the church according to their order. In other words, there was an organized list and that list had an organization to it. And the duties were assigned in the church in a very organized fashion. It says in verse number 48 then, their brethren also, the Levites, were appointed unto all manner of service of the tabernacle of the house of God. Now, these men, the Levites, were appointed in an organized way to their duties in that tabernacle. Folks, it ought to be so obvious to you, there should be no doubt, God is a God of organization. God's not scatterbrained. You know, some people are scatterbrained, they laugh about it. Now, maybe it's a little funny when there's no way out, you know, you just think, oh, I really blew that. But some of you live that way, and you're not supposed to live that way. God plans His work, and then He perfectly works His plan, and He's never gotten sidetracked. He's perfect. He perfectly plans His work. He perfectly works His plan. He perfectly never gets sidetracked, and He finishes what He starts. God is a God of organization. The Bible is God's book of organization. if you will, the Bible is his personal appointment book. The Bible is his schedule book. It's his things to do list. The Bible is his written goal sheet. The Bible is his order of service. It's his blueprint to follow. The Bible is God's roadmap to his accomplishments. It's his resolution list. It's his plan for success. It's his work order. The Bible is his budget to follow. It's his organized plan for perfection. One of the greatest causes of failure is a lack of organization. I believe this: you will not succeed beyond your ability to organize or your ability to get somebody to organize for you. I know some people that don't want to organize, so they hire or enlist somebody to do the organizing for them, but somebody's got to do the organizing. Because without organization, the foundation crumbles. A great cause, and listen to this, I could help some of you tonight if you'll listen to this very practical lesson. A great cause of stress is a lack of organization. A lack of organization causes confusion. It's a waste of time. A lack of organization causes a waste of time. Even when you run your errands, it might be wise that you hit the stores that are on the same street, on the same end of town, all at the same time. But why do you go east and then go all the way west and then turn around and go all the way back east as you're just putzing all over the place? It just shows you're disorganized. So you're wasting your life. You're wasting your time. It's a waste of potential when we don't organize. I believe that their stress can come because of a lack of organization. It causes confusion and depression. And because we're not getting anything done. There are people in here, you say, I just don't feel like I ever get anything done. Well, part of your problem is you're not an organized person. You don't live by schedule. You don't have, your life is not in order. Unfulfilled dreams and goals, those sort of things will get a Christian down, because we have living within us a Holy Spirit that wants us to do big things. And if we won't take the time to organize our life so that we could accomplish those big things, then there's going to be some conviction and disappointment. One of the biggest reasons people do not fulfill their goals in life is a lack of organization. You say, boy, I want to do this, and I want to build that, and I want to be this. Well, I've got news for you. From here to there, then, there are steps that have to be planned, and with no plan, you're not going to get where you're trying to get. So might I recommend to all of us that you get organized. Now, let me just talk about some areas of life that can be affected by organization. Number one, I think it's probably very wise that you organize your personal relationship with God and your walk with God. Psalm 119, verse 133 says, order my steps in thy word. You say, is that God commanding my steps? Maybe, but I think it's telling us to get it together in regard to God's word. Did you know that most people that have no plan for their Bible reading probably are not reading their Bible? If you had a plan, if you said, I'm going to read it every day, you'd be better off. You know, it's not something you work in if you have time. That's everything else in life. You need a plan. Maybe you want to read through your Bible. Good. But I would recommend this. I'd recommend that you have a time a day that you're going to read your Bible, and a place where you're going to read your Bible, and maybe a number of chapters that you're going to read your Bible. But most people that don't have a plan are not succeeding at reading their Bible. If right now you all had to be honest with me, and I said, I want everyone here that's failing to read your Bible to raise your hand, and you had to tell the truth, and I started pointing to you, and I said, I wonder, now, there's someone that's failing at it, and there's somebody that's failing at it. What's your plan? Most of the people that raise their hands, I really don't have a plan. I did have a plan, but I'm not following the plan. And so what do? You organize your Bible reading. You organize it. I would recommend to you, and we're talking about organizing your spiritual life, I would recommend that you organize your prayer life. Did you know you're not just to pray at a meal? You know, over the teeth and through the gums, watch out stomach, here it comes. No, you should organize your prayer life. I think you should be praying daily. And again, may I say, you need a place that you go to pray and a time that you pray. It probably wouldn't hurt you to get a list. Now, you don't want to become a Catholic where you're just chanting things an insincerity in it. You know what I've learned? Most people that don't have a plan to read their Bible are not succeeding at reading their Bible. And most people that don't have a plan, an organized plan for their prayer life, are not fulfilling their goals in their prayer life. It's like soul winning. Do you know the average person? I don't require anybody to come to the church to be a part of the Thursday night 7 o'clock soul winning meeting, or the Saturday 10 o'clock soul winning meeting, or the Saturday bus meeting. I don't make anybody do that. Now, to be a bus worker, you're supposed to be at the bus meeting, but you know, I don't make anybody do that. But you know what I've learned? Most people that don't have a plan for soul winning don't go soul winning. You say, well, what do I need? You need have a time that you're going to do it, and a day that you're going to do it. And usually you're better off doing it at the same time, the same day. And most people need to show up. And I wish I like being candid and straightforward. All sorts of people, oh yeah, sure, I'm going to go soul winning. Most people that say they're going to do it on their own don't. They don't. And so if you need to show up at a meeting because you need a plan to help you to be committed, then maybe you should. What am I saying? Our steps are to be ordered for the Lord. In your walk with God, you need a plan to read your Bible, and a plan to pray, and a plan if you're going to be a soul winner in life. Number two, I would recommend that you organize your finances. 1 Chronicles 16:1 says, "Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order." Here it's talking about order with finances. Order with finances in the church. You know what the bank required when we wanted to borrow money? They wanted order in the finances. They wanted to know where all the checks were, how much money's coming in, what is the average weekly income, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we gave them document after document after document after document after document after document. What they wanted, order. They wanted order. You're supposed to have order in your finances. Some of you don't even know what your financial shape really is. You just know it's poor. There's some of you're having a financial problem. I would ask you this question. Do you function by a budget? Say no. Then that's why you're going to have a financial problem. You need to get a budget. We function by a budget here at the church. It works very, very well. Some of you say, well, what do I do? Well, you organize your finances. And if you don't know how to prepare a budget, let me know. I'd be glad to sit down with you sometime and help you to figure out how to prepare a budget. One thing, when I help people with their finances, I'll say to them, now, one of the things we're going to have to do is we need to get rid of all your duplicate bills. You know, the person you owe money, they'll send you the same bill 100 times in about 3 weeks. You need to get the most current one, and you see, you get depressed. You just keep seeing those envelopes coming at you, and before long, you're not even opening them anymore. You're saying, I don't know what that is, and you throw it in the pile. We need to whittle the pile down and get down to where you have just what you have to have and get rid of all the duplicates. That would help you. Some of you need to balance your checkbook. Balance your checkbook. What? That's organization. Some of you need to destroy your credit cards. That would be some good organization for you. Some of you need to get rid of your, they use what we call an Access 24 card, so you have access to your money at the bank 24 hours a day, and now you have a check card. Some of you need to be very, very careful with all that. The more, the easier it is for you to get to your money, those of you that can't control yourselves, you just blow it. You'll spend and spend and spend. You might need to get yourself organized. Some of you need to organize your bills. You need to get a plan spiritually for your finances. So you're tithing and you're giving your offerings and giving your faith promise. Hey, and if you owe God because you weren't paying Him tithes in the past, you need to get a plan together to pay Him back. That's what you'd expect if somebody owed you a bunch of money. Wouldn't you want them to get a plan to pay you back? Some of you, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to plan your way out of debt. Some of you need to start some retirement. Plan it. Say, I could only give five a week. Well, then give five a week. And usually it's not how much you have to give. It's that you just don't have the character to do what you ought to do. If you can give $5 a week, give $5 a week for the rest of your life. I'll tell you something. God won't make you do what you can't do. God will require of you what you can do. And if all you say, I mean, I've been as careful as I could be. The only thing I could put away is $5 a week for the rest of my life for retirement. I think God will take care of you on that $5 a week if you'll put it away consistently without fail for the rest of your life. But Will you? Organize. Organize your walk with God. Organize your finances. I think we need to get organization even in our marriages. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1. Because of sickness, Hezekiah is told this from the Lord. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order." Might I say he is recommending here that there be order in that house. Some of you need to organize to become a better husband. You plan it. So I'm just hoping God turns me into a better husband. He's not going to do that for you, buddy. He expects you to do something about it. Get a plan. Now, he'll give you the strength to do it, but you got to get a plan. Some of you need to organize a way to become a better wife. Organize your marriage. You say, what do you mean? Yeah, I think you ought to have a plan. You ought to have some weekly dates. I think you ought to try to have a date every week, every couple of weeks, and you ought to plan it. Plan to remember the important dates in your mate's life. Birthdays, anniversaries. Plan times to talk. Plan overnight excursions in your marriage. You've got to plan some of these things. Plan to do those things that your mate needs you to do. You plan it. I hear people say all the time, I just don't have time. Most people, it's not that they don't have time. It's that they don't use the time that they have right. Organize your home. By the way, organize your house. Your home ought to be organized. Ought to be clean. Organize it. Get it organized. I like this. You'll enjoy this. A man goes to see the pastor. Pastor, something is happening and I've got to talk to you about it. The pastor asked, what's wrong? The man replied, my wife is poisoning me. The pastor was very surprised and asked, how in the world can that be? The man then pleads, I'm telling you, pastor, I'm certain she's poisoning me. What should I do? The pastor then offers, well, I'll tell you what, let me talk to her. I'll see what I can find out and I'll just let you know. A week later, the pastor calls the man and says, well, I spoke to your wife. I spoke to her on the phone for 3 hours. You want my advice? The man said, yes, I do. He said, if I were married to her, I'd just go ahead and take the poison. Listen, organize your life spiritually, your prayer life, your Bible reading, your soul winning. Organize your finances. If you would organize your finances, you would not be as depressed over your finances. You say, but I'll still owe as much. I know, but at least you'll know what you owe, and you'll get a plan to fix the problem. And you know, sometimes you don't have to have the problem fixed to get out of the depressed stupor. You've got to have a plan to fix the problem. That can care for the stress. Then organize your marriage. There ought to be certain elements that take place in your marriage, and it takes organization to do it. Number 4, organize your family. Now, this is not just about your marriage, but your family. 2 Samuel 17:23, Ahithophel is about to die. So in the Bible, it says he put his house in order. The word order is used over and over again. It is akin to our word organization. He said, I'm putting things in their proper place so everything functions properly. Listen, organize for the sake of your family. For instance, don't let work eat up all your time. You need some family time. You need some family time. You need to organize for the sake of the family. I think families ought to spend some time together. I think there ought to be a family night every once in a while. I think family vacations are good and family devotions are good. And I think family meals are good. Did you know the whole family could get involved in it? It could turn into fun. We could clean around the house and organize. But it's a family. It's something, but you have to organize it. And I believe this. I think we ought to organize so we have time with our children as individuals. I think dads need time with each one of their kids as an individual. I think a mom needs time with those children as an individual. You know that we don't build a relationship with God in the family. You build a relationship with God how? One on one. And he is the heavenly Father. Now, the family unit is important. But you have a strong family unit when you have strong Christians walking with God and reading their Bible and coming to church and soul winning. You don't have a strong unit because of the unit. You have a strong unit because of the individuals. And if you want the individuals in your family to be strong, then there has to be investment in the individuals. If you put a gun to my head and said, tell me what's most important, family time or individual time, I'd say individual time. Now, I think they're both important. And I'm not trying to eliminate one with the other, but I'm just telling you, and we all think that because we grabbed a pizza and sat around and watched the television for a little while, we had family time. You don't really build a lot of relationships that way. Okay, let's move on. Organize time with your kids. Many of you have good intentions and good hearts, but don't organize, so you just don't do it. Number five, organize your ministry. Ecclesiastes 12:9 says, and moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge, yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. Here, it's talking about the preacher, it's talking about the ministry, that things were set in order. I think organization is one of the keys to the ministry. It's one of the keys to victory. It's one of the keys to success. I think a bus captain ought to make sure his bus route is organized. I think bus workers ought to make sure that there's organization, there's bus meetings, and the addresses are organized for the bus route, and the follow-up program, and the program on the bus. Do you know that every single Saturday that I have been your pastor, unless a couple times I was out of town preaching, did you know every single Saturday I meet with the bus workers and teach them how to keep their bus route organized and what to do on the bus? They could tell you that. I taught 40 weeks in a row every Saturday morning on the bus route where I just taught a lesson, what makes for a good bus worker. There's got to be organization if a ministry is going to succeed. Sunday school teacher, you ought to be following some type of an order of service in your Sunday school class. Unless you're predisposed, you ought to be in the 6:15 Sunday school teachers meeting on Wednesday night. You ought to have a plan to keep your students and to visit the ones that are not well. Organize your ministry. Choir, it's got to be organized. Special music groups, got to be organized. I'll tell you why special music groups fall apart. They won't set a special time to practice at a certain place at a certain time. It's all, well, let's all just get together and we'll just kind of talk about it a little bit. Maybe it'll all work out. Doesn't usually work out that way. You got to have a time. You got to have a place. There's got to be a consistency. There's got to be a rhythm to it. And if we don't do that, we won't succeed. Whether it's the nursery or whatever it is, we need to organize if you want to succeed. Number six, you run a business, could I recommend that you get it organized? Psalm 37, verse 23, it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Businessmen who fly off the seat of their britches are not as successful as what they could be. You'd be shocked at how much loss comes because of a lack of organization from a business leader. I'll tell you something. If I had a business, I wouldn't make all the money I could. Now I'm the pastor, and that's not my place in life, but I'll tell you something. If I were running a business, I would not be satisfied with being average. If I were running a business, I'd want it to be organized. I wouldn't want to be losing because of my lack of organization. I want to have dreams and have something organized to help those dreams come true. Organize for success. Fix your tax problems. Don't run from them. Don't hide from them. Figure it out. Get some organization in place. Learn how to advertise. Organize to advertise. Plan ahead. I'll tell you a story. I was preaching in Davison, Michigan. Pastor had taken over a church, and he said, Brother Owens, he said, I am just having the hardest time. He said, I'll get the church going, and then we'll hit a slump financially, and then we just go down. And he said, every time I feel like we get momentum, a few years will pass, and then we hit this slump again. And he said, it's impossible, and I can't figure it out. He said, I don't know what to do with this business aspect of the church. And Davison Road Baptist Church in Davison, Michigan, it's just a handful of miles outside of Detroit. And so I said, would you mind while I'm here? Could I look at your books? He said, sure. So I started looking at their financial charts, and I noticed that they would have a good year one, a good year year two, and a good year three. And on the fourth year, the finances would crumble at a certain time of the year. And I watched it happen year after year. One, two, three, four, crumble. One, two, three, four, crumble. One, two, three, four, crumble. And then I was in my hotel room, and it occurred to me because of the news. The news said the auto workers' contract is coming due, as it always does, every 4 years at this time. And I thought, that is the very same time his finances crumble. They do well, one, two, three. They come to the fourth year. Contract negotiation comes. They strike, like the auto workers do. His finances fall out from underneath him because he had all these auto workers in his church. He said, and then we get past it and we take off and we start building up momentum again. I said, that's it. That's it. So I went back to him. I said, Pastor, what percentage of your church or what percentage of your income do you think is coming from the auto workers? He said, probably about 75%. I said, do you crumble this month every year? He said, yeah. I said, have you given any consideration that there's a rhythm to your crumble? He said, I really haven't thought about it. I said, you know what I would do? I would figure out how big of a hit you take. I would reduce my budget that much, divide it over a 3-year period, a reduction of budget, put some money in store so when they strike, you've got money to carry you for that 3-month period of the strike. You supplement that. And then your income is just going to be like this. He said, that's brilliant. I thought, no, that's not brilliant. That's not brilliant. Somebody just had to look at and organize that aspect of the business of the church. Do you know tithes and offerings go down between Christmas and New Year's? So as a pastor, you got to be extra careful that time. You know, tithes and offerings can go down a little bit when everybody's on vacation. Some people spend their money at Disney World instead of give it to God. And I'm not against you, you want to go to Florida, but you're not supposed to spend your tithe on that. For some of you already did that. But look, business people, let me tell you something. Did you know that you do not have to be a whiz to succeed today in business? You just got to get yourself organized and have a work ethic. I know some men that are not highly college educated that are succeeding because they work hard and they'll organize a way to make money. Listen, plan ahead. Straighten out the office work and the paperwork. To the business people, to those of you that are in leadership and management, could I recommend to you that you set some goals and organize some ways to fulfill those goals? Fix what's broken. I have goals for my church. You say, what are they? You don't even want to know. You don't want to know. It's scary. Organization in business has a big deal. It has a lot to do with success. So what have we talked about? In a very simple way, we just need to get organized. We need to organize our relationship with God. We need to organize our finances. We need to organize for our marriages. We need to organize for our families. We need to organize our ministry, organize our business. If you're a new Christian, we've got a handful of folks, many people, that are newer Christians. You got to organize if you want to succeed. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. You got a lot of new things coming into your life. There's some organization. For instance, you get saved. That's first step. Then what do? Then you get baptized. That's order. God gave us an order. God said, let me organize your Christian life for you. You get saved, then you get baptized. Then what? You join the church. As a result of that baptism, it qualifies you to be a member of the church. In the New Testament, they were baptized into the membership of the New Testament. Then what do I do? Then you just start showing up. And most people do it this way. They come Sunday morning church, and then eventually we get them into Sunday school. Then eventually we'll get them to come Sunday night too. Then eventually we'll get them to come Wednesday night too. Then eventually, hey, what do we want? Well, we want you to get in every service you possibly can. Get your spiritual life as a newly saved person. Get it organized. Get saved, get baptized, join the church, start showing up for all the services. And do what you're supposed to for God. decide to straighten out your life. What is that? It's organization. It's organization. All the way through the Bible, God gave us organization. You know what I have discovered? I've done a lot of financial counseling through the years. Lots and lots and lots of financial counseling. Not all the time, but frequently. People that come to me and say, we just have a total financial dilemma. I take their finances. They're totally honest and forthcoming with me. It's usually not that there's not enough money. Now, sometimes it is. Many times, it's how they handle their money. It's what they've done with their money. It's what they're doing with their money. And I've had people come in total financial distress. We took everything, studied it, worked on it. They walked out and said, how did you do that? How is it that I have enough to pay my bills? Well, they did all along. They just didn't organize their income. And just so you all know, in regard to finances in life, there's only two things you can do. You either increase your income or decrease your outgo, but one can't be higher than the other. So I got this $159 seminar of CDs off the internet to help me with my finances. I wouldn't have spent $159 on it. I would just cut back how much you're spending and try to figure out a way to make more money. Organize. When you go through the Bible, you will see order over and over and over and over again. God wants us to get organized. There are students in here. There are young people. Grade school, high school. If you'll organize and learn to organize, you can pass school. Some of you don't think in an organized fashion. Say, I can't figure that out. Sometimes it's not figuring out the subject, it's learning to get your thoughts in order so that you can calculate, if you will, so you can decipher, you can get to the end of the question. There are just so many times where organization or the lack thereof is what brings stress and confusion. I'll tell you something. I believe this. God has, through the years, you know, I have been involved in ministry after ministry after ministry. Oh, there have been times of tension, but that's not really been heavily common. And I'll tell you why. If you keep things organized in a ministry, you're less apt to have offenses. If you already know who's doing what and when, there doesn't have to be contention about who wants to do what and when. Okay, do you know that when we get to the new building, you all are not just going to go pick which room that you want to use for what? Why would we want a war? So what will we do? It'll be pre-organized. And you know what? Just by my saying that, it says there's a plan, and it keeps there from being tension. And you know, even with your children, in your families, husbands and wives, just living by some sort of a predictable schedule can keep there from being tension. When one says, I'm doing this, and the other said, well, I'm doing that, and you're both going two totally different separate ways, and nobody knew where anybody was going, and now we're mad at each other, and I'm going to talk to each other for 3 days. Why? Because we just didn't have a plan and share the plan so that there could be peace and unity and rhythm in life. I may make it a topic of its own, but we may talk about scheduling. Scheduling. That means getting up at a certain time. And one of the keys to it is, hey, if you want to be on time to work, it's not try to get to work on time. It's leave your house at the right time. It's a very important thing if you ever fly on an airplane. You have to be to the airplane on time. Some of you would be terrible flying. If you said, I don't know, I just want to get to California by 6. I'm going to run down by the airport and see if they can do it. Now you got to be there. You got to leave on time to get where you're going on time. What is that? It's organization. If you're consistently late for church, let me tell you what to do. You say, I'm late by about 5 minutes every time. Why don't you try leaving 5 minutes earlier from home then? Why don't you just see if that would help? You say, well, we can never find our Bible. Then how about you put your Bible at a certain place? How can you lose your Bible 52 weeks a year, 3 times a week? How do you do that?
So I just catch that red light every single time.
Well, maybe if you just pulled through there 2 minutes earlier. Because, you know, those red lights don't last that long. It's organization that solves the character issues of life. Organization. I was thinking Mrs. Caldwell when she helps watch the children at Thursday night soul winning. She'll say to me, "Preacher, here's my plan." She has a plan to keep the kids busy. You don't want the kids to fuss in your classroom, or you don't want the kids to fuss at home. Get some organization to where there are things happening that keeps their mind and their energy focused instead of a free-for-all in life. When kids are in school, when do they get in trouble the most? Well, usually at recess or when they're in a room just doing their own thing. But when there's order and organization, it is a discipline tool that helps us to succeed. All right, we've had enough. Let's all bow our head and close our eyes. Someone tonight just needs to be challenged in your heart, in your family, in your home, in your business, with your marriage, with your finances, to get things organized. Get it organized. And then that will help you to get a rhythm, a success. And believe me, it'll remove some tension, a certain amount of depression. Well, you may not get rid of all your depression in life, but it can help just getting a schedule, just getting yourself organized. We're going to have a moment of altar call. If you need to come and pray about anything, ere it be a burden or a heartache or a health issue, or you want to come pray about the new building thing, you may. But somebody might need to come to the altar and say, "You know, Lord, I need to get it together." You know, there are some people in here, you need to get your emotions organized. You need to get them organized. You need to learn how to deal with your emotions and get a plan on how you're going to deal with it when you're having certain issues, because you just fly off the handle way too much, whether it be on the far side of your emotions or the weak side or the strong side. Get a plan. Organize that thing. Get it under control. I'm going to ask the pianist to begin to play. Let's stand to our feet with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Do you need a moment at the altar? You come. Get yourself organized. Organized for work. Organized for success. Organized in your ministry. Some of you, you would help yourself if you would just organize your finances. Just organize them. Stop paying that bill when you realize, "Oh no, we're behind." How about organize yourself to the point where you pay it the day it comes in the mail? Then you won't have to worry about it being late again. Organization is a spiritual thing. I think it is something that God is. Thank you, Mrs. Young.